guys get the 2 points, but is there a bigger concern about some of these third period leads that you haven't been able to hang on to here?
Yeah, maybe a little bit. You know, and that first 6-on-5 goal that goes off the stick, not much you can do about that. Maybe we could tighten the second one up a little bit, but you know, a little bit of concern, but we still end up winning the game. So I think there's some things we could work on, but we're pretty happy with the win against that team. Even though they did come back.
Is some of that part of, you know, because you don't have Yanni, you don't have Barclay, guys that used to kind of close out games, is that part of this process here?
A little bit. I mean, we also don't have the one with PK, but the PK has been doing pretty good. Maybe we haven't put ourselves in those situations as much as we would have liked this season, but we'll work on it. You know, we've been pretty fortunate on the 6-on-5 the other end, so maybe we just got to kind of figure out a way to keep it up.
Do you feel like you were defending well in the third period up until they pulled the goalie?
Yeah, I think so. Better than, you know, they're a really good team, and I think for some reason when we play teams that like them, we tend to elevate our game in a sense, and I think we did that in the third period. I thought we had a good third period.
How do you look forward to not knowing how long Brayden is going to be out and how much of an absence that's going to be?
It's going to be tough, you know. We're all waiting to hear. So a guy like him who brings so much to our team, he needs so many minutes. Like we've been saying with Cooch, it's just opportunities for other guys to step up. But with him out, it's going to be very difficult, especially a centerman like him.
Alex, what does it say, I mean, that Barbie Light comes in last minute, and, I mean, just kind of the minutes he does tonight, scores the goal that gives you guys that 2-goal lead, which comes up huge there in the end. I mean, stepping in like that.
Huge. I think he had, like, a 5 a.m. flight. Like, he found out this morning or last night, so long travel day for him, a couple connections. So I was really happy when he scored. So he was a huge boost to us. When you go 2 goals up, it helps out.
You mentioned opportunity for other guys. I mean, Cirelli, another big game today. Just how much do you think he's kind of ready for, you know, be able to step in and be in a bigger role, especially up the middle that you need for that?
I think everyone knows he's ready for sure. For him, it's just about he plays so many other minutes and so many hard minutes that it's like, you know, can he do both? It's just a lot of minutes to play, right? So you got to figure out whether you're going to play him a lot, you know, in those offensive zone draws, because you kind of need him in the D zone as well. So it's going to be kind of the coach figuring out, you know, how much he's going to have to play, but he's definitely able.
I know injuries are part of the game, but, you know, psychologically for a team dealing with losses of big players, like, how does that affect guys, you know, mentally when you know, obviously you want them all to play all the time, but when you lose one by one like that?
It's difficult, not luckily, but we've been through this, it seems like, a lot with Stam in the past, with Cooch last year. If anything, you kind of have to figure out really how to elevate your game so that when they're back, your team is even better for it. Those guys bring a lot of skill and talent, but when your team can play a certain way and you can add those guys back in the lineup, that's, you know, you become a pretty effective team.
Good. Thanks, Doug.